For a long time, I've harboured the suspicion in my more paranoid moments that there's some kind of collusion between the road oil lobby and elements of the cycling fraternity to ensure that cycling in Britain remains a marginalised, unpleasant and largely despised activity. For those of us looking to travel between around 1 mile and 8 miles without an extreme amount of cargo, the bike should be the default choice. Done right, cycling is convenient, cheap, safe, accessible, fun, and sustainable. Done right. It's not possible to uninvent the bicycle, but if shadowy forces wanted to minimise the number of people cycling so as to benefit their evil agenda, they'd probably want to chip away at all the things that make cycling potentially great so as to diminish the whole experience. If you can't ban it, knacker it. Here's how to do it. Cycling is cheap? Can't have that. Now, let's see. Let's start at the obvious place by making bikes more expensive. Load them with features that cost more to build, complex braking systems, gears, suspension, and require expensive expert maintenance rather than DIY. Turn the bike from an everyday utilitarian thing, a utensil, and make it a product, desirable, fashionable, consumerable. There's a lot of choice, so shop around. Read reviews, get recommendations, and worry, because it matters. Who'd want to be seen riding a cheap bike, an unfashionable bike, or a tatty bike? Now, accessorise. That expensive bike needs an expensive lock or two. Got to protect your investment? Buy insurance. Shop around. Compare the tensile strengths and style options and get a helmet, a bone dome, a skin lid. Now, don't be cheap. Your skull could depend on it. Get a high-vis jacket that's more breathable than a string vest and only 50 times the price. Padded shorts for that tiny, bony saddle. Special shoes to couple perfectly with your special pedals, and a messenger bag from this week's premium brand. Here's the safety strategy. Make it less safe and make it feel less safe. The best way to make cycling less safe is for cyclists to ride faster. Encourage this wherever possible. Forget ambling, casual, pedestrian images of cycling. Emphasise sport, fitness and competition. Measure speed. Sell speedometers and odometers. Get people to monitor their performance. Track their MPH, their heart rates, their calories, their carbon footprints. Compare with others. Compete. Idolise road racers, couriers, extreme mountain bikers, BMXers, alley catters, Lance Armstrong. Jump the red light. Race other cyclists. Race cars. Race the clock. Race. Race. It's not fun unless you're taking risks. Life is one big risk, right? Cycling just got a whole lot more dangerous for the sake of a marginal shortening of the average journey. Oh, wipe out, nice one. Now, the perception of safety. Talk about safety, 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 so everyone thinks danger, danger, danger. Don't show images of cyclists without helmets, especially not to children. Never children. Sending your children out on bikes without helmets is tantamount to child abuse. Don't you care? Don't you care about the children? Would you send them out to their deaths? Photos of cyclists without helmets are like images of people with cigarettes. Historical documents, anachronisms, forbidden outside the intellectual safety of the academy. Be safe, be seen. High vis, yellow jacket, yellow jersey. 100-pound lights that can dazzle shipping 20 miles off the coast. Lumens, got to get more lumens. You need a bell, you need a foghorn. Radar, missiles if you could get them. And you need training, because it's a war out there. Drivers hate you, pedestrians hate you, other cyclists hate you. The law is indifferent, the police don't care. Every other road user will kill you if they get a chance, unless you get trained, unless you can stay one step ahead of them, unless you can get to them first. So, you go to boot camp, you get trained, you are approved, you are a cyclist. You feel a little bit safer in that dangerous place, until you see the ghost bike. Don't be a statistic like the pallid, mangled wreck chained to the lamppost at the roundabout. Don't be a victim. Go faster. Be a winner. Beat them. Do you smell? People shouldn't smell. If you cycle fast, you'll smell. You'll need a shower. Does your workplace have showers? No? Don't cycle. Does the pub have showers? No? Don't cycle. Does the shopping centre have showers? No? Please, don't cycle. If you don't mind smelling, you can't cycle to work because they don't have lockers. You need a locker for your helmet, your jacket, your padded shorts, your special shoes that couple so perfectly with your special pedals, your quick-release easy steel saddle, your lights and all their lumens, your handlebar computer with its data, its intimate knowledge of your body, your performance, your lifestyle, your hydration system, your